You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. So very happy to be with you this evening and so happy to be back to the live music. We took a little winter break of a couple of weeks. Usually we take that break to account for snow messing with folks' travel plans, of course. We did not have that problem this year, but nonetheless, we took a few weeks to rest up and relax, and now it is on. Let me tell you, we have live music scheduled from now just about through the fall already, so really excited about what's to come. And what's coming immediately are our guests for this evening. I am so excited to welcome them. It's their first time here on Kaleidoscope. They're going to be playing at Jilly's this weekend as part of the Dayton Does Dayton Music Festival. We'll tell you more about that and get to know them here in just a second. But first, we're going to hear some live music from Seth Cannon and the Carriers. Take it away, you guys. Seth Cannon and the Carriers live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome, you guys. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thanks for having us. Glad to be here.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So tell me, how was it that the three of you came together and started making music?
Long or short version?
Medium version.
Medium version, okay.
Basically, Isaac, our bass player here, me and him have been growing up playing music together, bothering the neighbors with our first ACK amps and trying to play Metallica and AC/DC tunes. And we knew Zach, and he had been playing in a few different bands. I had a band with my two older brothers.
So I was the sound guy.
Yeah, he was our sound guy.
Nice.
And so we just had this big collection of musicians we knew. And Zach went away for a little bit, and a few years later,
I came back to see a girl and play music. And
yeah. And so we got together and we jammed and we're like, hey, we should be doing this together. So that's how it worked
and
out.
And here you are. Yeah. That's awesome. That's
actually
awesome.
This show at Gilly's is the 1 year anniversary of the band.
Yeah.
Nice.
We just threw it together for that show and then decided to keep doing it.
That's awesome. I love it when that happens. Yeah. That's been the case of many a band that's passed through these doors at least.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, you decided last year to do Dayton as Dayton, and okay, it's going to be the three of you guys. You all knew each other. So from that moment forward, what has the last year looked like in terms of kind of, you know, being a band proper, not just, you know, a one gig kind of a situation, and building your momentum?
If I can steal, like, we didn't expect a whole lot, but, like, every show we play, people come up and, like, the first Gilead show, like, we came in and people liked the bands they were there to like, but, like, there was all the musicians and all the other people that came up, like, really? Like, kind of like thrown off in surprise, like, you guys, this is your first show, and like, you guys are great, we've got to play a show together, and like, yeah. It's been like that ever since, like, people come up and they really like us.
It's been a good year. Did our album in the summer, our first album, kind of came together really quick. What took us, what was it, 3 weeks?
It's a great
three
album,
days.
I voted against
three,
it.
Well, yeah, three, yeah. 3 days in the studio, but yeah, over the span of like 3 weeks, it was a fun time.
That's not bad. That's a fast turnaround.
Yep.
Nice.
It was a good time.
So in a year, it's been one gig, more gigs, album. Yep. So now, what is on the horizon for 2017 for you guys? You know, kind of. I feel like this is almost like an anniversary show this weekend.
Yeah, kind of. We're
There's
just
more chatter than we expected. I don't know. It's kind
of. Yeah, we didn't have to do a lot of work to promote ourselves, and a lot of people, good people, have been, you know, digging our stuff and doing the dirty work for us, getting our name out there. That's always awesome.
Isaac, you gonna say anything?
Yeah, if any record label wants to pick us up, that'd be
fun. Next step.
Yeah, yeah.
If anybody wants to put us on a tour, that'd be awesome, too.
Well, I was gonna ask you guys that, you know, we're kind of, you know, in that transition from it feels like we're near summer already, but you know, we're in that transition into spring, into festival and traveling season. Are you guys hoping to get out on the road a little bit this year?
Yeah,
for sure. I think maybe in the fall, Zach wants to go to Tucson, Arizona, because he loves that place. So we might make a road trip out of it and try to stop at some different places. Who knows? But
Nice. And is more recording in your future as well?
I think so. At least maybe some live sessions, at least.
We have one song we really like we want to put out there for people to listen to.
Yeah. It's about Stephen King's It. We're going to see. They're making the new
nice.
Movie. So
you guys should get in on that.
Yes. Anybody has an in on that.
Directors of It.
Yeah.
Contact us as well.
Pennywise the Clown, if you know anything.
That would be amazing.
Sadly, we're not playing that one anymore.
Yeah.
Aw, well, you know. We're talking to Seth Cannon and the Carriers. They're playing at Dayton Does Dayton. The show itself is Friday and Saturday night. You guys are on the Saturday lineup. And so I'm curious. I always ask the bands that play Dayton Does Dayton when they come on the show, do you want to hip us to maybe who you're going to cover, or do you want to keep it a big surprise?
What do you guys think?
For our own sake, we better keep it a surprise.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair.
I was hanging out in Yellow Springs today, drinking a few local watering holes, and a spider I talked to, and he said maybe I should keep it quiet. So, spider, thanks.
Fair enough. But, they'll just have to come to Jilly's and find out.
Yeah, for sure.
So moving forward from this weekend, do you guys have any other big gigs that you want to let people know about? Or
March,
we'll let you know about March 3rd. The other
March 3rd.
That's fair.
March 3rd, we're at the Underground in Cincinnati. We've been playing there a few times. It's a really cool place. Other than that, I think we got Oscars in Vandalia, April 28th.
Great place.
Yeah, it's a really cool place. The promoter who runs that, really, really cool guy.
They've been doing a lot.
For
musically,
sure.
Yeah. And if people want to keep tabs on where you are moving forward from this spring and new recordings and when you guys get, you know, the hit song for the It remake and all that good stuff, where should they connect with you on social media?
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. I have a personal YouTube. Instagram. Yeah, YouTube. All that
Spotify.
Good stuff. Spotify, you can follow us and listen to our album on there.
We recently got a Bands in Town, and we're working on a Reverb Nation page.
Yeah.
So all over.
Yep.
You guys are set. Awesome. Well, it sounds like, you know, you've got a lot to celebrate for 1 year, and there's a lot yet to come.
Yep.
Well, speaking of, shall we give them some more live ones?
Yeah. I think I'm going to do this one on my own. Sorry, guys.
Fine. I'll just sit here.
This is a brand new one. Thank you.
yourself. It's a game of give and take away. Take the stairs to nowhere. You will gain no ground that way. She'll be a martyr in the fullest. A song you hear for the first time and sing the chorus. And you will find a way to run. And all this time you will know that she's the one. We'll be right back. working on this bad day. Been waiting for the sun to shine. Been working on this bad day. Wanting you to be mine. But as each day passes, I know that day will never come. But tomorrow I'm gonna leave this place and ride right into the sun. And I'm gonna shine. Walking down the railroad track, been waiting for the train to come through. Been walking with the world on my back, tear me in two. These chains are breaking, but there's still one thing to do. Gotta put the knife back to my back, right back into you so that I can shine.
Seth Cannon and the Carriers. Thank you guys so much. That was awesome.
Thank you for having us once again.
My pleasure. Check these guys out at Jilly's. They're playing Saturday night as part of Dayton Does Dayton. The show is Friday and Saturday. You can catch these guys on the Saturday night portion of the evening. We've got all the details and ways to connect with the band at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We're going to get back into the recorded stuff now with a little something from Mike Doty.